conceptually, what we've always tried to do with this annual meeting is, you know, have really provocative sessions, encourage people to be candid, encourage people to share information and ideas in all of the sessions.
Welcome to season 8 of Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. The BTG Network is powered by sponsors Align, NICMAP, ProCare HR, Sage, Hamilton Captel, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, and Salinity, and produced by Salinity Marketing.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. An exciting episode today with our friend and returning guest, Dave Schless. Welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be with you, Lucas and Josh. Always enjoy the opportunity to spend time with both of you. So thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, today, for our longtime listeners, they know that we're going to be talking about the OSHA membership meeting. And we have the details right here. It's going to be the 2026 annual meeting in Arizona at the Biltmore, which is a great location. You have we've been there before for an annual meeting. It's a great spot. And that's going to be January 26th through 28th through in January. So in 2026, kind of some of the same issues will be pressing the industry and maybe some new ones. It seems to me that the attitude and the atmosphere in 2025 has been this very optimistic and a lot of momentum, even though that development is still sidelined somewhat. I think that there's a lot of hopes that that would change in 2026. So at this annual meeting, can you pull back the veil a little bit? What do you think are going to be some of the major conversations that will be had in January at the Biltmore?
The industry is feeling more optimistic. Certainly from the transactional side, where you're starting to see the transaction volume really pick up. I suspect that will continue into 2026. There's a lot to, I think there's a lot to be optimistic about and enthusiastic about. But by the same time, as both of you guys know, there's just a lot of complexity in different areas. I mean, certainly, the workforce challenges continue to be out there. And of course, that would also, affect those that are looking at this from the new development side, construction business. You've got the capital markets and interest rates, and there's never a moment in this industry where there aren't a lot of different competing things to grapple with if you're an investor, or a lender, or an owner, or an operator, or a developer. Hopefully, what we'll try and do with the annual meeting is, both the various sessions that we have planned, as well as certainly the networking, the informal time that we really, consciously build into our annual meetings, will allow a lot of, peer-to-peer conversation and thinking and information sharing. And when we started OSHA, which actually next year will be the 35th anniversary, which is kind of amazing for me to think about a little bit. But when we started this organization 35 years ago in 1991, it was smaller, but it was essentially a forum to allow industry leaders to discuss, pressing issues of the day. And obviously, we started, we probably had 10 or 15 people sitting around the table. Now, this annual meeting is, probably 800, 850, 900 attendees. So the scale is bigger, but I think, conceptually, what we've always tried to do with this annual meeting is, have really provocative sessions, encourage people to be candid, encourage people to share information and ideas in all of the sessions. And then also we build in, you know, kind of this opportunity in informal, you know, informal or formal activities, but just, you know, opportunities for people to really connect with other industry leaders, in maybe a less intense atmosphere. So that's that, you know, that formula's really been the same, you know, for 34, next year will be, you know, 35. Obviously we spent the first, you know, we spent the first 10 with the National Multifamily Housing Council. But that's the, you know, that's really what we do. And, you know, to some extent, because, you know, virtually all of our attendees are senior level, you know, folks. I'm not saying it's better, but it's probably easier for us because the audience is, you know, there's a sophistication level that is, you know, pretty uniform, you know, through the ASHA attendees who come to that annual meeting. And that's always the goal. And, you know, I think we have a really nice variety of sessions that touch on, you know, all of the things that our members and our industry are, you know, thinking about, you know, from kind of economics. And we've got a really interesting keynote speaker. We've got, his name is Matt Slaughter. He is the dean of the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. And so he, you know, he'll kind of set the stage. And, you know, we have on many occasions used economists for that kind of opening session. I think he'll be terrific. I mean, he's got a really interesting economic and global kind of geopolitical perspective, you know, which I think, you know, there's just obviously a lot of, you know, a lot of things going on that are impacted obviously by the global economy and money and interest rates and geopolitics. So I think he'll be fascinating. And then, you know, and then likewise, the various sessions, you know, we're getting into all of the stuff that we focus on and care about. We've got, you know, a CEO type panel. We've got a panel that will be looking at, you know, leveraging technology, AI to be more efficient. And again, we know how important, you know, those issues are for the operators. I mean, how can we do all of this better? How can we, you know, how can we figure out how to be more efficient so that we can keep our product as, you know, reasonably priced as possible? Obviously challenging. Again, I think we have a really interesting capital markets panel that Rebecca Bloom of Columbia Pacific will moderate. And that will be, you know, focused on, you know, with different perspectives on how to deploy capital in the space from an investor perspective. We've got a case study that we'll do that I think will be really interesting that our friend Arnie Whitman is kind of helping us pull together. And it's actually a property in Tennessee that was purchased a few years ago. It's the rivers at Maryland Farms. And this will be a case study in kind of the transformation of, I'm going to say, I think it was probably an early 90s vintage AL property. And how do you transform a property into something that is modern? And the focus on this session is also very much technology and systems and information. We'll be doing our kind of normal, some of our normal breakout sessions. Obviously, we always like to have a legal risk management type session. And, you know, that is an area we focus on where you're, you know, kind of, you know, getting into some of those nitty gritty details about, you know, that intersection of legal issues and operations and, real open dialogue there. We've got Jim Gray from Bridgewood and Gene McGlynn Delgado, who heads up our government affairs. They'll be getting into a policy discussion. We are part of the, daily grind of, we're up on Capitol Hill, irrespective of what's going on around us. I mean, with members of the House and the Senate, both parties, and, so I think have a really fascinating conversation about the work that we're doing, very focused certainly on the immigration/workforce issue, opportunities to, potentially, make some positive changes there. And then, the range of other things that we focus on and care about, certainly for Asha, always care about capital flow. And so, the GSEs, government-sponsored enterprises, also known as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, in the realm of some potential changes from the Trump administration. So again, very, for us, really, really top priority, because, the role that Fannie and Freddie have played in senior housing since the late 90s has just been enormous. And so, so that'll be a great discussion. We have a session that is really a workforce program that we're kind of doing in conjunction or hosting in conjunction with, a group of industry executives that, wanted to pull this initiative together, which Ash is, very, very enthusiastic and will be a part of. And so that's a session that Jacqueline Kung will be kind of spearheading along with Lynn Katzman from Juniper, Tom Grape from Benchmark, Dan Madsen from Leisure Care, John Cochran from Human Good. And we'll have a couple of really interesting speakers. We'll have a couple of former executives from the Four Seasons Hotel Company who are going to be helping us with that session. I think we just have a lot of important topics that we're going to get to. I also should definitely note, a topic that is probably as challenging as anything in the industry, but we will have a session that will look at, expanding access to lower income seniors. And that will be a session that, we'll look at a range of things. We've got Kevin Laidlaw from New Point Real Estate Capital moderating. Shalini Nera from Freddie Mac will be a part of that conversation. Greg Eccles from Garden Management Services and Pilar Carvajal of Innovation Senior Living. A real challenging topic. I know you guys know this as well as anyone. So we don't shy away from those topics that are, they're challenging. There's no easy ways to do it, but we know it's of critical importance. So, those are kind of the sessions that, off the top of my head, I think, people will be, really interested. And I did neglect to point out too, I know we've got a session that we have not really focused that much specifically on wellness and kind of doing wellness well in senior living. And so we had Colin Milner, who is the founder of the International Council on Active Aging, and he helped us kind of pull this session together. So we've got a really good panel who will help us for that session. In addition to Colin, Leon Grunstein of GenCare Lifestyle will be on that. Dr. Sue Paul with Asbury Communities, and then Ginger Ann Zalone from Vesta Property Services. So we have a wide range of topics that I think provide backdrop to a lot of the different types of issues that the industry's thinking about and working on and moving towards. I should also say, I think that case study, I was talking about the technology, but that case study that I mentioned that Arne Whitman is helping us with, it also has elements of the investment side, but it's also very tied to value-based care and looking at ways to improve, use technology to improve the outcome for both the staff and the residents in the community. So that kind of pulls that we know how important the value-based care is to the industry as well. I don't think I'm missing anything, but lots of good sessions that'll take place over the course of basically a day and a half. Also obviously complemented by some pickleball, some golf, some group hikes, a group bike ride. So as I said, we like to try and make this a meeting that people look forward to participating in.
Well, Dave, first of all, congratulations on 35 years. That's hard to believe. You guys have been putting in work representing the industry for a long time. And congratulations. Wow. I'm always amazed and thankful, to be at these events, because it's amazing how many people you bring together and how much you pack into just a couple of days. While also, when I started hearing everyone you have lined up, which that is a list, I'm telling you, everybody recognizable on that list. So some heavy hitters that are assembling out in Arizona in January, but you cover every aspect. And then not only that, but you guys do such a wonderful job curating the experience, because, from my standpoint, not only do you get this great education and thought-provoking conversation and sort of problem solving that you get to do together around the table, but the experience even outside of the sessions and the panels, those conversations that happen over golf or an excursion together or breaking bread together or a coffee, I think those are priceless in my opinion. So just well done. I know your team works tirelessly all year round to curate these experiences and this education and these conversations. So thank you for all you do. Thank you for allowing Bridge the Gap to be a media partner. No teaser here. Bridge the Gap will be again there podcasting. Lucas and I always look forward to the conversations. It's a real honor to be able to sit down with the thought leaders that you assemble in one place and be able to share some of that conversation and connect them to our audience and vice versa. Lucas, what an opportunity. I'm getting excited already.
Yes, we're always very, very excited about it. And this is a great rundown for what to expect in 2026. So to round out the conversation, as this year comes to a close and we look into next year, this ASHA has two membership meetings, and it is important to because there's a lot of new people in the industry, right, Dave? And so people are looking at their calendars and saying, hey, what can I attend for next year? And ASHA is a little bit different than other associations or other conferences in the fact that you need to be a member to attend. This is a member meeting. Can you explain that a little bit as we kind of round out the show?
Absolutely. And first of all, it's always a pleasure to have you guys, participating in these meetings. So we value that relationship with Bridge the Gap very much. And also admire the work that you do telling the stories in, really important ways. So ASHA's always been a little bit, we've always been a little bit different. So for us, where we're very different is, we don't view the meetings as a source of revenue, which is it's the outlier. I mean, every other group out there, you know, the meetings are a source of revenue. It's a moneymaker. And so the incentive is, you know, we need to pack as many people in as possible. And, you know, and for us, you know, again, and I don't necessarily take credit for it. I mean, we modeled ourselves after the National Multifamily Housing Council, which was the group that, you know, hired me, and we started this in 1991. And so for us, you know, the bigger goal is not how many, it's, you know, who do you get into the, you know, to participate and focus on that. And I think that, you know, that has always been the driver. So we don't have an incentive to have 3,000 people at the meeting. We don't have an incentive to have a trade show. You know, for us, we want to have, you know, industry leaders, you know, participating, but the size of the meeting, frankly, the size of the membership is just not important to us. It's always been secondary. And so, you know, we've always kind of kept it as a membership meeting, which, you know, among other things, you know, we have people that are generally speaking committed to the industry. They're all different. Obviously, you know, the companies range in size from, you know, really large investors, owners, operators to, you know, companies that have, you know, 5 to 10 properties or, you know, for profit, not for profit. So, you know, the forum for us is not about, you know, having thousands of people. It's more about the quality of the meeting itself and the conversations. And, you know, another, you know, I always say this, this also just kind of goes back to the beginning of, you know, when we started Asha, was there was always a conscious decision. And you guys know, because you've been to many of our meetings, we always say at the outset that, you know, the meeting is off the record. And we do that because we want to encourage people to be candid. We don't invite the media. Now, it is true, we have, you know, members who are part of the media and they participate in the meetings, but they're not broadcasting the meetings. They're not writing about the sessions. And that's, you know, that was a very conscious decision that was made and revisited, you know, initially in the early 90s, and we've revisited it. And to some extent, there's a downside of that. I always say, you know, I think there's things that Asha does that, you know, we're, you know, and I'll say this to myself. I mean, I'm not really big at, you know, tooting my own horn. We just don't do that very well. I mean, there's a downside to that where, you know, we're not, you know, if you're a member, obviously you're getting our research and you're kind of seeing what we're doing. And if not, you know, you probably don't know, you know, some of the things that we're doing. But that's, you know, for us, that member meeting that format has worked very well. And obviously we have different levels of membership. So we have some people that, you know, get involved at the associate level and kind of dip their toe in. They can participate in the annual meeting. And then the mid-year meeting is even, you know, even more intimate for us. We'll be in Napa Valley in June, which will be the first time for us having a Octa meeting in Napa. So we're looking forward to that. As you mentioned, Lucas, I think the Arizona Biltmore has been the site of probably at least 10 or more Asha annual meetings, and it just works, you know, really well for us and for our members. So I have no doubt we'll be back after 2026 as well.
Well, very good. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for your time today, Dave. And we'll make sure that all of these links get put into the show notes for this podcast so people have easy access. Dave, thanks for your time this morning and looking forward to seeing you in Arizona in January.
My pleasure. Look forward to seeing the whole Bridge the Gap team. And as always, thank you for your great work. And Always a pleasure to be on the podcast with you.
And to our listeners, if you want to learn more, click those links and become a member of ASHA and join us in January. And go to btgvoice.com, download this content and so much more. Thanks for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap podcast with Josh and Lucas. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry by connecting with us at btgvoice.com.